This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. For years, Illinois' public universities have been bleeding students, poached by out-of-state schools eager to capitalize on uncertainty about the future of higher education here in Illinois. Now, more than a year after that historic budget standoff ended, Illinois Board of Higher Education Executive Director Al Bowman sees that out-migration as a double-edged sword. He told me he sees good news and some not-so-good news in this fall's hot-off-the-presses enrollment numbers.
The not-so-good news is that the enrollment declines have continued, but they have slowed. The overall decline across public universities for this fall is about a 1% decrease compared to last year. Last year it was 2%. So the fact that the decline is slowing is a positive. There are a couple of institutions that saw pretty healthy increases. Eastern Illinois University, on a percentage basis, had a nice, healthy increase in its freshman class. Two of the U of I campuses, the Urbana campus and U of I Chicago Circle, both saw pretty significant increases. One of the positives, though, is that graduate enrollment has remained relatively stable from a year ago. Nationally, there have been some pretty significant declines in graduate enrollment, reflecting the sort of the international situation with immigration rhetoric out of Washington.
Well, you mentioned Eastern Illinois University. Eastern's had a tough run. They've seen declining student enrollment. I think they've lost almost a third of their student body in the last 5 years alone. But as you mentioned, this fall, a bit of good news with the freshman class up 25%, total enrollment up 7%. So what do you make of what happened at Eastern?
In talking to their president and their admissions people, it sounds like they really took a long, hard look at branding, at their marketing efforts. And they retooled, and they did some things that I think allowed them to direct their resources at their core population, and it worked. And you know, as I look around the country, there have been a number of institutions that have done a similar kind of transformation. And there are two in the city of Detroit, Michigan, that have done this, Wayne State University and a small private school called Detroit Mercy. Both had significant enrollment challenges, and through a more intense recruitment effort, more targeted recruitment strategies, they both turned around their enrollment fortunes, and they're on the mend. And, if it can be done in challenging places like Detroit, in rural places like Charleston, Illinois, I think with the right approach, it can be done.
Well, what were the most concerning numbers to you?
Well, we had three institutions with double-digit decreases, Western Illinois University, Southern Illinois Carbondale, and Northeastern Illinois University in Chicago. Those are pretty large decreases. We were expecting not so good news out of Southern Carbondale and Western. We knew that their freshman application pool was smaller than it had been. So there's obviously still more work to do there. A little surprised by what happened at Northeastern. You know, it's an urban school. You know, certainly has a population base around it. I don't think it'll be that difficult for them to turn it around there, simply because of the fact that they're in an area with just lots and lots of students.
So are schools having any success keeping in-state students from leaving Illinois? What are you hearing about this year's freshman class as it relates to out-migration?
We don't know the out-migration numbers yet for this fall. Looking at last year's numbers, of course, it was up pretty significantly. I would be surprised if it's very different from last year. Now, certainly some institutions individually have been able to hold their own and in some cases produce pretty healthy gains. One of the stories without migration that we don't talk very much about is the number of students who come into the state. And when you compare the number that came into the state last year with, go back to the year 2000, there are actually more students migrating into Illinois today than there was back in the year 2000. You know, it's the out-migration, of course, that we're all concerned with. Out-migration, I don't know, in my mind, is a bit of a double-edged sword, because I think one of the positives is that it has gotten the attention of leaders in Springfield. And it's gotten their attention in a way that that higher ed wasn't able to do. It's sort of obvious, tangible evidence that that there are some significant challenges facing higher ed, and if we don't address them as a state, we will suffer the consequences.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Al Bowman, the former president of Illinois State University. He's now executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Dr. Bowman, we've all heard about this decline in the number of high schoolers and what that might mean for future college enrollment. And soon we'll have the children of the Great Recession, too, might also be a lower number. What generational shifts are Illinois universities needing to watch?
Well, there are certainly some headwinds that we're pushing against right now, and they will intensify in the future. One of the major ones is the shift in the demographic outlook or makeup of the high school pipeline. And that high school pipeline will have more students who are first-generation college students and more students whose families have low incomes. When you look at the percentage of students in our K-12 system who are qualify for free or reduced lunch, that that kind of tells you what that future college generation is going to look like. Certainly, we're expecting around 2025 to see a pretty steep decline in the number of high school graduates. And of course, you know, with an aging population, it produces different pressures on state budgets and lots of pressure on Medicaid spending. A lot of the dollars that have been shifted away from higher ed, and this is not only true in Illinois but across the country, a lot of those dollars have gone to support Medicaid costs, which have skyrocketed. And I don't think states have made a conscious decision to defund higher ed. I think they have only so many dollars. And so the shift to a tuition-based funding model has occurred not only in Illinois but across the country. A tuition-dependent business model can work, but it only works if an institution has stable enrollment. And so one of the reasons that Illinois State University has been able to weather this storm, particularly during the budget impasse, is that the institution maintained solid enrollment, and that provided the tuition revenue that it needed when the state wasn't providing appropriations.
So we've heard from State Representative Dan Brady that the bipartisan higher education working group that he's part of is now sort of pivoting to begin work on a new funding formula for higher education. It would be similar in scope to the K-12 funding formula rewrite that happened just last year. So are you part of these discussions as well? Can you kind
Absolutely.
Of update us on where things stand?
We've been talking about this pretty intensely for the last 6 months, and we have a formal working group made up of people from the staff at IBHE, also representatives from each of the universities, governor's office, and the General Assembly. And that group is currently working through all the challenges associated with putting together a formula that everyone will be comfortable with. We have a performance funding formula right now. The General Assembly wants us to produce an overall funding formula that they could use that would help them. It would basically be allow them to have recommendations for how dollars would be distributed across the campuses in the state. Right now, for this week and the next couple of weeks, the group is focusing on a literature review looking at what's been done in other states, what's worked, what hasn't worked. And our goal is to finish this work, at least have the first iteration of a formula ready to go by April 1st. And I think we'll get there.
How are public universities funded now? How does that work?
Yeah, the way it works today is that the dollars are distributed really based on a historical pattern. And so Illinois State University, for example, has a base budget. And that budget gets adjusted upward or downward based on a percentage increase year in and year out. And then there's a carve-out of 0.5% that would go to performance funding based on things like enrollment, graduation rates, retention rates. The performance part of the current distribution is so small that it really doesn't have an impact on institutional behavior. And so one of the struggles that the group is wrestling with is, you know, what percentage of state dollars should be allocated to performance? And to what degree do you go down that path when your overall base is roughly 49% of what it was back in 2002? And while I'm glad we're working on a performance or on a funding formula, I think it's very important. The reality is that no matter how good the formula is, it won't change the fact that universities have far fewer state dollars to spend today than they had 16 years ago. Hmm. And fundamentally, that has to change, or we're not going to see much in the way of results.
Well, what's your sense of where the appetite is in the legislature for going more toward performance-based funding? If it's at 0.5% now, do you sense that there's an appetite to go significantly in that direction?
I'm not sure how far they want to go, but they certainly want to go to a degree that it would get the attention of the institutions and drive institutional behavior, and I think that's good. I think one of the positives that has occurred in Springfield is that because of the out-migration, there's a realization that the cuts have really been detrimental to the institutions. And, you know, to varying degrees, Illinois State University has managed to actually make progress during the last 16 years. That's certainly true of a number of other institutions, but not true of all of them. My sense in talking to the governor and to the four legislative leaders is that they all realize that more dollars need to go into higher ed. Now, there's certainly debate about where those dollars should go. Should it go in the form of aid directly to students? Should it go to institutions for operations? You know, that remains to be seen. There's also a realization that that the capital needs of higher ed have not been met over the years. And, you know, our fine arts building on this campus is a good example of a building that needed to be rehabbed, you know, two decades ago. As the state's economy recovers, it will slowly begin to have the resources to address some of these longstanding problems. I'm encouraged by the fact that in July, the first month of the fiscal year, state revenues were up over $340 million. In August, they were up about another $180 million. If we can sustain that kind of growth throughout the fiscal year, that will begin to allow the state to recover from the downturn, but it's going to take a while. You know, there is no way we can turn this around in 2 or 3 years. I mean, it literally will take a decade or more.
That's Al Bowman, Executive Director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, who was previously president at Illinois State University. You can take a closer look at enrollment numbers for Illinois' public universities with an interactive graphic on our website, wglt.org. This is Sound Ideas.